time, Mr. Peterson. We said we'd give you 4 minutes to think about your proudest accomplishment, but we really didn't do that because we bombarded you with questions the whole 4 minutes.
Yes. I got so engrossed in the conversation, I didn't even give him time to answer it.
Yeah. So, proudest moment. I don't know that there was a moment.
Moment.
Accomplishment.
Yeah, accomplishment. I'll tell you what I really get, I guess, you know, pride, being prideful about, just the fact that because I'm been in Arizona, you know, my whole life, and I love the history. I love the outdoors. The proudest moment is when we can take a ranch that's been run down, or a piece of country, a large piece of country, and over a period of time, rebuild the infrastructure for the cattle, rebuild the genetics of the cattle. And the genetics are very important. And just see the whole thing work, you know, with the environment. I mean, the environment, the ranch is the environment. I mean, it's...
You can't have the cattle without the ranch and vice versa, right?
Yeah, vice versa.
Symbiotic. I mean,
ranchers really are environmentalists. People say, yeah. Well, you know, make ranching more sustainable. Well, we've been running cattle, you know, as people for, you know, thousands of years. And we've been running cattle in Arizona for a couple hundred years.
Yes.
And so it's already sustainable. So, you know, it's I love being able to bring the consumer what I believe to be a healthy product. I like to be able to grow those cattle on that ranch that we've rebuilt. We've reestablished grazing patterns and the waterways, and we've worked with biologists and endangered species, taking all that into consideration.
Because it's exciting stuff to do, too. I mean, it's pretty neat to see
a lot of moving parts.
Something transform. Mm-hmm. Romy, I can tell you're looking at some stats.
When you are talking about sustainable, and the economic benefit as well, this isn't numbers I put together, but I just did the ratio. And this comes from Arizona Water Facts. One of the tabs on there is a breakdown of the industries that are big water users in Arizona. And it's agriculture.
That is true.
Mining and golfing.
Right.
Now, a lot of the golf is reclaimed water that's been repurposed and everything, but it talks about the number of jobs versus the economic output that each one of those industries put together. Farming and mining, as it relates to the job creations and the economic output, was within 0.5% of each other. And this is in the, you know, on the ratio standpoint. Agriculture is a $23 billion industry to Arizona, and mining is a $5.9 billion industry. Golfing is $3.9 billion, but the difference is their economic output is 50% less than golfing and agriculture.
Sure.
Farming is 56% more efficient in economic output than golfing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And if you run your ranch today, like great-grandfather did, you're still in business.
You're still in business, and that's what's so amazing. So I know that you've inspired listeners. My mouth has been watering, especially when we've been talking about steak and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I know you've inspired some of our listeners to check your site out again, or at least to check you out. What's the site?
Yep, it's azgrassraisedbeef.com. And I want to put a little plug in for a partner we have, Arcadia Meats, over on 40th Street and Indian School.
Yes.
And they're a partner of ours, and they sell a lot of our beef over there.
Awesome. So it's a good plug for them. Mm-hmm. And then...
And that's a butcher shop.
Just
walk in, mm-hmm. pick your cuts out, take them home.
We ship fresh beef down there every week, and they do a little dry aging down there.
What's your dry age time frame, by the way?
Yeah, our dry age is about 38 days.
Okay, so a little bit longer than... A lot of times the industry classified... What did I just hear? Something like 18 to 24 days? Okay. So good dry aged. And if anybody ever wants more information about recipes, they can go to your website. Yep. Now, are you guys uploading new recipes based on some of the things you discovered? Or
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're staying on top of that. Because cooking grass-fed beef is
it's kind of unique.
It's a little different. And when you watch chefs, you know, taste grass-fed beef, the bite, the chew, I mean, just the hamburger patty we put out took me 6 months to develop.
So you're figuring out some of these recipes, mm-hmm. or at least the way to cook them, because they're grass-raised.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And my sense is you'll be in business for a long time. I also talk about Tim as being a great marketer. He gets the niche market, and you figure out what customers want, and you meet that mm-hmm. need.
At the end of the day, Julie, the bottom line is people more and more just want to know where their food's coming from.
Yep. And you yeah. provide it.
Yeah.
And remember to go to azfb.org for more information about Arizona agriculture and our Fill Your Plate, which is consumer-facing with recipes.
Well, and sign up for your $60 yes. annual Farm Bureau membership. Support yes. local ag, and you get a lot of added value pricing at all kinds of different locations that you spend money at normally.
And you support ranchers, awesome ranchers like Tim Peterson.
Amen.
Thank you.